Okay, let's go on the assumption, unless it, I just said the NSC is more important. I thought, I give you, that is obviously true. Well, Christ, yes, I say Bob McCammon studying, and then you're in the NSC, and you have all that.
As a story member.
And then say you are in 10 all Catholic meetings. I see no reason why he could attend Catholic meetings. He should have actually. How about that? Not a member, but a 10. See any problem in that?
The only problem is the protocol rank or whatever you want to call it, where you stand in the line.
Bob will be there, so he's 8 in the line, or I mean 15 rather than 14, is that it, or 13? What the hell difference is that?
None. Nobody knows the exact.
Don't really get into this. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to give one Tinker's Dan. And he gets in there, but that gets him something to do. It gives him an office. But he's going to flush those people up out. And I think Rumsfeld's got to flush his too.
Well, Rumsfeld's people all work for the OEO, and we pay for them. They're not, on paper, they're not on the White House staff, they're on the OEO staff, but we reimburse OEO for them because we aren't allowed to have details anymore.
Everybody in our audience seems just to have somebody to his staff.
That's unbelievable.
Pretty true.
Absolutely unbelievable.
What do they do? Come in and say, look, I need somebody for the staff, or I need the staff in Akron.
And it's the wrong people. See, the ones that I have direct control over are understaffed. Ziegler is understaffed. The press office doesn't have an adequate staff.
I had some.
And Colson, we pushed to do a little more staffing because he, for what he's doing, he's got to have people just bodies to do it. But those people are standard working type people, not prestige types. Peterson probably needs a staff. I don't know. I suppose he does.
Yeah, we
do. Because you can't do what he's doing without.
Well,
I
better. Would you tell Ehrlichman's people that I want them to find, if they can, for me, something I want them to give me a recommendation with regard to either legislation or an amendment on busing? I mean, that's the subject that you raised. I want as a direct order, I want something done. I not only want them to keep the finger on the damn thing.
Thank you. Thank you. I think we can have an enormous effect on this attitude
through some successes. My guess is that Roper's Bowl himself, now this is one thing that would be very interesting. I'll bet you if you poll this next week, the people would feel better because of the China thing. Would you not agree? I mean, there is, it probably wouldn't, it wouldn't change it 50 points or 25, but it'd change it 8, 10, you know what I mean? People say, my God, things aren't quite as bad, you know, as they thought. It's the hope thing. People have got to feel a little bit hopeful. Get the point? It's the thing I've been trying to hammer home with the staff and the congressmen and senators, our own people, you know, they all come in with their faces down. But the leader's got to give them a little hope. He's got to, you know, I go out and say, hell, this is a great country. Well, and incidentally, the fact that people say 64% that they don't think things are going so well doesn't mean that they don't want you to say that things are going to be better. You see, they want to believe things are going to be better, right?
No question. Dave, he says that this is a remarkable finding in the light of past polling experience, because on almost any issue, people show a reluctance to criticize and a predilection for optimistic answers, normally on a poll. In other words, they want things to be good. And here's an issue involving national pride on which patriotism might dictate a defense, yet faced with a choice between faint praise and outspoken criticism, people abandoned their normal practice and the nays had a near 3-1. And the fact that it covers every group. There is a difference between on education, 33% of the college educated think we're headed in the right direction. Only 15% of those with a grade school education think we are. And 25% of the whites think we're all right. Only 12% of the blacks.
Yeah. Well, for Christ's sake, the blacks ought to. They're getting everything. You see what I mean? There's the other side.
Yes, they don't. They think...
Well, because they are told that the media but it needs an offensive. Now, this also shows what is really needed in terms of the so-called radio series. What is really needed is to get it. Remember, I still haven't gotten that through to Price in his group. You know, to pick the big issues and to say, God damn it, here's some things, you know, let's and hope upbeat, we can do things, you know what I mean? Maybe you're working on that now. Do you think that Sapphire Speech is one that helps in this respect?
I have read
it. Well, I don't know if it doesn't, if you know the subject.
Yeah, because you're talking about what we're doing economically.
No, it's
primarily on jobs.
You let me the narrative.
Yes, sir. We didn't really have a
they have slides
up. Wasn't the presentation.
Oh, okay. Well, you will hold it. I think it's a very important thing to get across. The other thing is the danger for us. People feel that way about it. Anybody that runs against things that are, I mean, you can just see the issue developing. If you satisfy the way things are, hope for us. You see my point? If you're not satisfied,
vote for a change.
Vote for a change. On the other hand, it cuts two ways, and that's where the split in the Congress, you see, comes in. That is why we have to be in a position, Connolly understands this particularly, when he says, Jesus Christ, throw up some things, let the bashers vote against it, then say, vote for a change. In other words, we run against the way things are.
Run against the status quo by making our then response.
That's why we have to have a new, exciting State of the Union. One that just didn't fire along the same old crap bomb. You know? See my point? That's
yes.
Where we listen to this briefing. Why are you just going to do more of the same? There's going to be something. We've got to put out something there that says that, for example, one thing that you twisted this is to say, gee whiz, you realize that for the first time in 25 years, we're going to have peace and jobs, you know, together. Just think, see what I mean? Moving in that direction. But for the first time in 25 years, we can look to the fact that we're not going to have a war. Things aren't going to get better.
It's more than 25.
Well, I know. It's the first time in
there
it's the first time since the Great Depression.
Oh.
went to 340.
Yeah, because we really didn't have jobs right up to the war.
1940.
So it's now 1930.
First
45 years.
First time in 45 years. And the Great Depression. 42, 41 or 2. Anyway, my point is, we've got it now within the hit here.
Depression was 29.
I know, 43 years.
Yeah, 29,
42 years, right, John. We'll call it 40 years, just make a good round.
You know,
40 years, a 40 year number. And then say, well, we have, and knowledge kept going here. We're going to have that. And, but it's also interesting, though, now, I don't know, you say they gave them the list. Unfortunately, they didn't put the goddamn environment on there. But I think they would put it. I don't think it'd show up again. I don't think that.
Yeah, they don't show here, so
that's something that.
No, they only gave a list of 13 crossings.
I see. Not a very good list. They didn't have that on there. Consumers. Believe me, I can't tell you too strongly that the castle. I don't mean that we should be discouraged. It seems to me it shows a hell of an opportunity here. Because, and it also shows something else. We, considering the economy, are doing awful goddamn well to hold up where we are, correct?
Yep.
What holds us up there, I don't know. Because we sure have the lousiest public relations I ever heard of. Not our fault, because of the media, I guess. What I mean is we aren't getting it, because you couldn't have said it better than you said it today. Christ, the whole appearance is that all we're doing is carrying on the Great Society program until we haven't changed a fucking thing. And you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, that's what we've said, as far as people are concerned.
That's why I have a lot of people around here believe, and I don't believe. I'm trying to get it across.
Well, that's what C. Connie jumped on that right away, and that's what he was saying to me at the Camp David on this domestic initiative thing. He says that you can't appear to be just doing the same things.
This is a very important poll, Bob, a very important one. And also, if you would go back and then do your other domestic, in other words, what are the four or five that you went across? I've given you, we have one this morning, haven't we? Leadership. God damn it, they want leadership. 30% of the people want leadership. We answer that with a China thing. There's nothing that answers leadership except a great traumatic event. That's the Carl Robbins theory. Correct? All right. But you can't just drop it.
That's
and
right.
Don't let our little boys get into this crap that it's because, well, Jesus Christ, we're going to get along with 800 million Chinese. That is what it's about. Oh, throw that in. That's nice for the kids to hear. And then, gee whiz, maybe this gives us better hope for peace. I think that's good, too. But the main thing is the great dramatic. Henry sees this. He sees that as reestablishing the authority of the president. Correct?
Yep. Absolutely.
I think that's correct, isn't it? You can get your group in. You can shake them up there and see what can they do. Get that out and all that. There's one time I really think if we try, we can really get a theme across to everybody. It's, what do you think? Don't you think we can?
Yeah.
This is the theme. And the vets hit it. You're all speakers to hit it. I mean, we tried the crap at the beginning of the year. Nixon's a nice, warm-hearted, good old Bart or something like that. And that didn't work. Now, what about doing something so funny as a cold, ruthless, effective God. That's what I'm getting at. Correct? Isn't that really it? You get things done.
Not cold. It's ruthless in a sense, but it's strong, bold, solid, unwavering. Cold in that sense. Cold love.
Knows polls that we've got all
the polls.
They do an letterhead news for our opinion research. Nixon's plan to visit Congress and why we approve public, by a wide margin endorsement, same survey shows public approval of the way he's handling his job, increased from a low of 48 to 54% currently. 67%. So, he's down for punch too. That's a key to his figure. How can it? Yeah, it's 49. It is now, that's, he's not around that. He's putting in.
That's a well point. John, do you talk to this? Yeah, you're right.